Hey, good evening, everyone. Good morning if you're listening, you know, during those hours, and good afternoon as well. I guess we'll cover all the bases. This is a baseball podcast. I am your host of the Real Fake Baseball Podcast, which is us on Friends with Fantasy Benefits. I'm Paul Martin. This was a weird intro. That was terrible. Walter, I'm going to give it to you now just to try to make up for that.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about what you said. Chapman versus Joey Rickard. This should go well.
Yeah.
I'm still stuck on that.
It didn't go well. He struck out looking at a fastball.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the trade deadline, and the Orioles are going to be a very hot topic, and they're very sad right now.
Yeah.
This team they have is very, very sad.
I'm just stepping out of work, so this should be a really interesting show, as you could tell from the intro already. But at Paul the Martin, you can find me on Twitter if you want. At Real Fake Walter is where you can find my co-host. And I was just going off today on these trades. I'm really excited to get through some of them. I just wanted to get your thoughts real quick about, first of all, Chris Sale going on the DL. That's not good. Shoulder inflammation. We said that before the podcast as well, that wasn't good. Not really sure what else we could take from it other than that right now. And we also have another case of hand, foot, and mouth disease.
What is going on?
I don't know if they're hugging chickens or what's going on right now, but they need to keep their hands out of their mouth and their feet as well, apparently. J.A. Happ, God bless his soul. I hope he gets better because he looked really good on Sunday. I was kind of happy after those bad outings that he was showing at the end of his Toronto run there. What do you think about these injuries, Walter? I don't know if you have any takes on them.
Hand, foot, and mouth disease. That's something I got to worry about with my kids, like when they stick their hands in their dirty diapers and stuff.
Yeah.
Are they eating like human feces there or something?
Are they peeing on their hands to prevent blisters, Walter, is what I want to know. I want to know if that's the case.
I mean, Syndergaard has had blister problems, so that is possible.
I may have just cracked the case right here, right now on this
too
podcast.
Much,
breaking
too much
news.
Pee on the hands. Okay,
Jorge Posada technique.
Okay. I mean, that makes – it doesn't actually make sense because I don't think urine is actually pretty sterile. So I don't think that's actually it.
You want to take us through the sterilization of urine, Walter? Do you know much about this?
No, not at all. But with the Chris Sale thing, I think it's going to be on one of two spectrums. I think it's either really serious, like he actually has a bum shoulder problem, which is awful for a pitcher. I think we all know that. Or this is just them getting him rest.
Yeah, it's really tough to tell at this point because he was so dominant, just running up to this DL stint, and it kind of just came out of nowhere. So I can't really tell if it's a rest thing either. It kind of seems like it could be that just because of how good he was. But yeah, it's not good for fantasy, that's for sure. We got Aaron Judge out too. Like, it's a pretty bad end of the year to some of these fantasy teams. So hopefully you're going out and reading my Fab Five piece and picking up some guys like Brad Miller, who was just DFA'd, which I actually said to pick up some good guys. Yeah, really. I mean, not like my TGFBI team was going anywhere, but now he's gone and now it's really not going anywhere. So.
Yeah, speak for yourself. I'm on an upward mobility in TGFBI. I've been climbing. I'm in fourth now. I had a really bad, like, Felix Pena on Sunday.
Nice.
I don't know if you saw his line.
I was wondering why you even tried that.
Well, it was a two-star week. He had decent matchups. He pitched, I think it was like six innings, one earned the first start. And then I was like, okay. I tried the James Shields trick this week. So I'm just a glutton for that two-star pitcher punishment.
that's pretty awesome. I don't know if it actually is or not, but it seems like you're proud of yourself, so I'll give it to you. Let's see. Are we ready to just scroll through MLB trade rumors and knock all of these things out?
Yeah. We're gonna talk about them. Give some reactions to the trade deadline.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you want to scroll with us, feel free. You can load all of the posts because we're literally just going to scroll through MLB trade rumors. This is, I guess, a what do you call those? Like free promo. That's what we're doing, apparently. And where are you, Walter? Like, where are we going to start? Because there's a lot of these.
I'm at the Keone Kila trade. We're just going to start from that. That broke like last night at like probably like 1 a.m. Eastern time.
Okay.
So
I'm trying to. I'm still scrolling.
That's still kind of today. So what the trade was? Keone Kila from the Rangers to the Pirates. Surprisingly, buyers
got it.
Bought Taylor Hearn and a player to be named later. So what I've gotten out of this player to be named later is that it's an actual prospect and not just like an org guy. So it's going to be an actual second piece, but looks like they just wanted to get this done and like have Kila for the Pirates. And it's really interesting because, you know, we lose a closer in Kila. He's going to set up for Felipe Vasquez. But we also gain a really interesting guy because later on, Jake Diekman got traded. So it's looking like Jose Leclerc is going to be the closer for the Rangers. And I think he's going to be really good.
I called it a year ago.
I think you called it 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
I'm pretty sure it was 2016. You were like,
I love Jose
Leclerc. That's my guy.
Yeah, and man. You just got to stick with me, people. Just stick with me a little bit. I mean, he is a pretty good pitcher. I mean, he's got some good stuff. He's got a really nice fastball. Keone Kila is a great pitcher, too. I just see the Pirates flipping this guy and Felipe Vasquez maybe next year at the deadline or the year after and getting some prospects back. Taylor Hearn is a decent prospect, but if they are actually trading O'Neill Cruz with him, that's a huge deal because you know how much I love O'Neill Cruz. I mean, this dude is just a huge masher. Like, if he can control that bat just a little bit more, he's going to be serious. And I think he already is serious, especially if he stays at shortstop. But he's not very good at it. I think he could be a third baseman in the future, but a really good one at that. And the Rangers are really good at taking these young, raw prospects and turning them into something. So I could see them really doing something, you know, worthwhile, especially for fantasy and dynasty leagues. I know I traded for O'Neill Cruz a little bit earlier in the season, and I think you should probably go out and do the same.
I traded for O'Neill Cruz today.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good
deal. Rotomasters.
Yeah. What did you trade, if you don't mind me asking?
All right. So I traded let me think. I traded away Chris Archer.
Yep.
Who it looks like it's a common theme for today. Traded away Chris Archer. I got back O'Neill Cruz. Got back Andrés Giménez. And I got another guy. Oh, I got Yusniel Diaz.
Okay. That's not bad. I like Yusniel Diaz too. O'Neill Cruz is just a really good buy right now, I think, at least, because I don't think people really realize how good he is. I think he's still kind of flying under the radar for, you know, how much raw ability he actually has.
Yeah, and he's just massive.
He's massive. I mean, huge. I don't know if you saw, I retweeted it today, but Prospect GIFs put up a GIF of his home run today. I think it was his 13th, and it was an oppo shot. And it was like just a wrist flick oppo shot. It was like it didn't look like it would have went out, but just because of how big he is and how much raw power he has, I mean, those are the kind of balls that do go out. And if he does control that swing just a little bit, man, it's serious. He's only 19, so he's still got a ways to go. He's at the lower levels, and I think if that is the guy that's involved in this trade, then that's going to be the major guy over Taylor Hearn. I also heard maybe like Ke'Bryan Hayes could be involved, but
yeah, he's even more polished than
O'Neill Cruz for sure. And his third base skill, like his defense is unreal. So I think that would be a major get, either one of those guys, because they probably project to be future third basemen. And as we all know, Adrian Beltre isn't going to play forever, no matter how much we want him to. So,
yeah. What I was going to say is, if you are looking for saves in your redraft league, how much are you going to spend on Leclerc?
Oh, I mean, he's a really good player. The only thing is, the Rangers aren't very good either. So I'm not going
Yeah,
too
I mean,
hard.
Kila has what, like 25 saves? I think you'd
Yeah,
get
that's true. I
another
mean, they do
15
get a
out
lot
of
of
him.
close wins, so that's for sure. And Leclerc is a good pitcher. So yeah, I mean, this is one of the closers I would actually pay for on the waiver wire. I don't like to pay for many closers, but Leclerc is a guy who's actually really good. He could say he's almost a guy that I would roster at points in like AL only leagues just to help my ratios and strikeouts because he's just nasty. Like he is what Keona Kela was. So you can pretty much just guarantee that you're picking up a guy like Keona Kela. Like he's just going to slot in and be that same kind of guy, especially if you owned Kela. You should go out and
Yeah.
spend even more, I think.
Yeah, I went I added Leclerc in TGFBI last not yesterday, but last or today's Tuesday.
Today is
I'm
Tuesday,
sorry,
Walter.
I'm all over the place. Not on this past Sunday, but the Sunday before I got him for a $0 bid. So I'm really liking that right now, and I need saves pretty bad. So I think that was the thing you needed to do. You needed to add these guys like Kirby Yates, Jose Leclerc, Michael Gibbons, guys like that, that even though they're not going to be on good teams, you needed to spec on them. And yeah, I'm looking at this O'Neal Cruz home run right now, and that's pretty insane.
Right, it just pops off the
Like,
bat and just
yeah,
that's
he
it.
just flicks it opposite field. It's lefty on lefty. Yeah, it's pretty.
It's
Like
pretty. It is
you
pretty.
can
It's
see, yeah,
pretty.
it's pretty. You can see the power. You can see the power. But I will move on because you're gonna have to scroll up a bit. And this trade, it was the first. It kind of like kicked the door in for the trade deadline today, and it was a really weird one. It's Tommy Pham to the Rays,
Yeah.
and it was for Justin Williams, Genesis Cabrera, and Roel Ramirez, and the Cardinals included international money. So I just don't like I know I was very pessimistic on Tommy Pham coming into this year, but even for me, that is a really light package that they got back.
Oh,
That's
definitely.
pretty terrible. It's
Yeah.
pretty awful. I'm not gonna lie, this is probably the worst trade of the
Yeah, I
day.
mean,
I don't understand it at all.
nope. Fam is controllable still, I believe too. It
Yeah, I
doesn't
think he
really
has
make.
3 more years of control, I believe.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense. It kind of just seems like St. Louis wanted him out, and I don't think he really wanted to be there either. You can kind of see that from before the season when he was, I don't know if it was Sports Illustrated or ESPN Magazine or what it was, but he was kind of going off on the Cardinals and how they treated him. It kind of makes sense, but I can't believe that they couldn't get more for him. That just doesn't seem to be the package I would expect for a player like Pham. I mean, he's coming off of a 6-win season. I know he's not as good this year, but it kind of has a lot to do with his defense. I think that he can improve because he's well, Kevin Kiermaier never plays anyway, so he might play center field. Who knows? But I think if he improves that defense, which he played really great defense last year, so it doesn't really make sense why he would just fall off the face of the earth this season. I think it can all come together. I think he's still a stud. Like I don't really get this by the Cardinals, and good on the Rays. I mean, everybody jump aboard the bandwagon. I don't know, we love the Rays moves. I think that we are definitely some of the drum beaters for the Rays, that's for sure.
Yeah, we always love the Rays moves. We always, even when people are saying that they're making stupid moves, and now everybody's like, "Oh wow, look at what the Rays are doing." And we're kind of like, "Yeah, I mean they've kind of been doing
I
this
loved the
for a
tweet
while now."
today. Oh,
Other
go.
than that
Yeah.
Steven Souza one. That one was bad,
That
but
one was tough, yeah, but I don't know if you saw the tweet today too. We're just talking about tweets now, apparently. This is what the podcast is,
well, there's
dive.
so many tweets, and today was just so
It was
crazy.
a good one though. It was the Rays DFA'd Corey Dickerson or traded him to the Pirates so that Austin Meadows would be blocked so that they could trade Chris Archer to the Pirates for Austin Meadows.
I mean, yeah, and Austin Meadows, of course, he goes to the Rays where he's gonna be in AAA forever again. It's yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that, but yeah, this whole trade, the one thing that it does do is it opens up playing time for Tyler O'Neill and Harrison Bader. So I think if you're looking for power, add Tyler O'Neill in redraft
Yes.
leagues. He's going to be owned in dynasty leagues. And if you're looking for some speed, add Harrison Bader because he's not exceptionally fast, but he's really good on the base paths. So I think he can chip in a few stolen bases the rest of the year. And speed is really where you can make up a lot of points at this time during the year.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to end the narrative that Tyler O'Neill strikes out too much if we could do that. That's really all I have to say about it. I was kind of going off on Twitter about it today. I don't want to get too emotional, but 23.8% strikeout rate at AAA is not bad at all. It's actually better than Harrison Bader's last strikeout rate at AAA, and he's kind of known as being this more of a contact guy. So I'm not really sure why Tyler O'Neill still gets this bad rap that he just strikes out way too much. He's improved a ton as a player, and I'm super excited to see him get a chance. I think that Fowler could be maybe like a waiver trade candidate. I don't know if you think the same thing, but O'Neal has to play every day, and that's just kind of my final word on it.
Yeah, I think Fowler's going to end up finding his way to the bench. I'm going to give you a little pushback on this, not saying that O'Neill strikes out too much, but I would just be a little hesitant just for this year. He always seems to need a little bit of an adjustment period at a new level. So I would just look at him strictly for power with and thinking that the batting average could be a little bit of a problem, but yeah, I think long term he's going to be a beast.
Yeah, I think O'Neill is probably their best option right now in the outfield. And I know Ozuna is a big name, but O'Neill could provide kind of the same bat right now. And did I say Ozuna again? I meant O'Neill. I don't know what I'm saying
No,
anymore.
you said it correctly.
I
You
said
said
it
it
correctly.
correctly.
Okay, good. I'm just
Yeah.
questioning myself. Okay, don't do that, Paul. Okay, back to it. But O'Neill is, I think he's just a better outfielder than everybody that they have right now, and I think that he deserves to be playing. Like you said, Fowler probably should reach the bench, and he's not going to like that. And I think that he probably could get DFA'd and claimed by another team, but if that's what it's going to take, then that's what it's going to take, because O'Neill needs to play every day. They should have traded him. The Cardinals just depress me, and I hope they don't, screw him over.
Yeah, so if you need power, add Bader. I mean, not Bader, add O'Neal. If you need speed, add Bader. I think we're in agreement there.
Yes, good. Move up. Let's scroll up.
All right, so the Indians, another guy if you need speed, they acquired Leonis Martin for shortstop prospect Willy Castro and minor leaguer Kyle Doughty.
I like the
So.
move for both teams. Willy Castro is a good prospect. Not too sure about Kyle
And kind of
Doughty.
blocked in and kind of blocked
Oh,
in
in
Cleveland.
Cleveland, absolutely. There's
So
no, Lindor's
it's
there
always
forever,
good.
so.
Yeah, it's always good to move the spare parts
Yeah.
for
A
and
guy you need.
Cleveland's
Leonis
outfield is
Martin's a
pretty
great
awful.
defensive player. He's batting really well this year. He can steal bases, he can hit home runs. I mean, it's a good trade for both teams.
It is a slight uptick for Leonis Martin, I think, in fantasy too, getting in a much better lineup.
Oh,
So
absolutely.
he's kind of interesting now on the Indians, in my opinion.
And
But
they
the
needed
rest they don't really need,
I think
so.
they needed that left-hand bat too. I know he's a switch hitter, right? I think.
I think he's just left-handed.
Yeah, well, I mean, either way, I think they needed a left-handed bat too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they have a ton of switch. They have a few switch hitters
They
and.
do. They do.
Brantley. Yeah, so a minor another minor like there's a lot of minor deals that but they're all kind of interesting because they open up playing time. Like Cameron Maybin got traded to Seattle for prospect Bryson Brigman and
Yeah.
$250,000 in international pool money.
Yeah, I mean the international slot money is easily the story of this year's trade deadline, I think. Marlins are clearly stashing up. They're trying to compete with the Orioles, and I think the Yankees are up there now too. I think they got back to their 3.75 million, and they're
Yeah, they're
obviously
not
a
gonna. None of them are gonna reach the Orioles in
Oh no, they
international.
I don't think that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's so insane how much they have because I think they got
It's just
2.5 million from the
Yeah, I think they're up to like
Braves the
seven
last time?
something. Yeah.
They have no, because they started with 5.5.
Yeah, so I think they're up to seven something now. Right? Or like
I think
8.2.
they're more because they got a million in the Brock deal.
So you think they have to spend it now, right? I mean.
And hey, I'm gonna say this now. I was watching the Orioles and Yankees game tonight. I know it's sad to think that I still watch the Orioles games, but I was watching it. They were interviewing Dan Duquette, and he's like, yeah, getting international money was one of the big things we wanted. There's some really good Cuban players still out there.
Yeah.
So, I mean that I think the writing's on the wall there.
Yeah, I mean, those Mesa twins, not twins, just brothers, but I tried to make them more special than they are. But they're pretty special. They're still special regardless, and they're sitting out there, and the Orioles look like they could take a stab at him. I know that there was already a little report, but he still has to work out for all the teams, and there's still going to be a whole huge thing about it. So we'll see what happens.
Personally, I don't think he's gonna work out for all the teams.
I mean, they already.
I think once he's a free agent, someone already has a deal with him. I'm gonna say that now. It's just like every other J2 signing. Someone has a deal with them.
I mean,
I am willing. I would be willing to bet someone has a deal with him
I
already.
mean, okay, but you'll never know. So, unless someone comes out and says it. So, we should probably
Well,
just wait.
no one's gonna
I
say.
know, but like, usually there's like rumors, and that's kind of what we had with the Orioles already. So, like, there's always rumors that a player is going to sign. They're already linked to a certain team. Like the Yankees were already linked with Osiel Rodriguez. They didn't even have the money to get him at the time. They just traded for that money.
Yeah, but
So,
everyone knew they were gonna sign him.
exactly.
Yeah,
So,
so I think it's just like every other J2 signing. They know where he's gonna sign. They can't legally say he's gonna sign there. But
right.
yeah, I think with this trade, I think Maben is slightly interesting. Again, if you need stolen bases, he had 30 last year. So, and I don't think Guillermo Heredia is really gonna be blocking anybody. I guess Cano will be back, but they said
He's playing
Liam
first.
Mason gonna play first. So I don't know. I think he's kind of interesting.
Cameron Maben's always interesting when he plays for fantasy, but as long as he doesn't get hurt or anything, he's always a guy that I'm picking up. In AL only league, I mean, he's gonna be a good guy to add to your outfield, sure.
Yeah, he's not gonna cost anything. You can just pick
No.
him up off of Fab for probably $5 out of your $1,000 budget.
Yep.
I don't think he'd go for much more. So if you need some stolen bases, and I know what, the league leader has 26. So I know everybody out there needs some stolen bases. So yeah, just pick him up for a couple bucks. See if you can get something out of him. If he's just terrible and not playing the week, then you just move on and pick up someone else.
Yeah, and I looked up Bryson Brigman. He looks like a contact speed sort of guy, but really not that fast. And the contact seems pretty okay. So, maybe the Marlins see something. Maybe they see something in Tommy Eveld too. They traded him for, or they got him for Brad Ziegler. It's a decent return. Eveld looks like he could be like a reliever too. He's had really good swinging strike rates and strikeout percentages in the lower levels of the minors. Started kind of late in his career, so. But Brad
Yeah,
Ziegler to the
we'll move on
Diamondbacks,
from this one.
that doesn't need to be talked about. Let's go
Yeah, it
to.
seems like he's a perennial Diamondback. Somehow he ends up on the Diamondbacks every year. At least
Loves
it seems that
Arizona.
way. Yeah. All right, we'll
Let's.
move on from that
Yeah.
one.
Go. Read it. I need to sip water.
Oh, the Rays have acquired international money for. Okay, we're gonna just skip that one. No one cares about that. But this one's kind of interesting. The Phillies acquired Wilson Ramos for a player to be named later and an unknown amount of cash.
Someone's just gonna
So
show up to Philly with a bag and a player. And they're just gonna be like, here.
no, they're gonna show up to Tampa. They're just gonna be there. They'll be like,
Yeah.
hey, yeah, I'm supposed to be here. Like, I got traded here.
That's such a Rays trade.
I've
Yeah,
got
we'll
some
just take
money
whatever money you
in
got lying around and we'll give you Wilson Ramos.
I don't get this one. Like, Wilson
Well, I mean, it
Ramos is
depends on who
good.
the player to be named later is. It could be another prospect guy. It might not be an org guy. The Phillies have a lot of talent, so.
Yeah, I don't know. This one seems like it's going to be an org guy. It just like player to be named later and
Dylan
cash.
Cousins.
Ugh, God, that's disgusting.
No, yeah. I don't think it would be him.
I don't know what it is, but I don't really get it for the Phillies either. Like this is just such a weird one. Like, yeah, Wilson Ramos can hit, but I mean,
Alfaro's a good defender. He's yeah, he's worthless.
Alfaro's like a monster back there. At least everything that I've watched, he.
Well, maybe Ramos will teach him how to hit.
Yeah, I'm.
yeah. He goes, Walter, get out of here. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Are you
even
paying attention?
No, I am, but I'm just like. I just don't understand it. I guess you're bumping. Well, I guess Wilson Ramos is so injury prone anyways. They'll just split him. I guess it makes sense. It's like really upgrading your backup catcher, and it doesn't seem like it costs them anything. So I guess I see it. Yeah, that I guess it makes a little more sense if you think about it like that.
Don't need to talk about Brandon Kinsler, I don't think.
No.
Don't need to talk about Aaron Loop.
No, also terrible. There's just so many relievers.
Jake
Diekman. I mean,
we talked about Jose Leclerc.
Yeah, that just sets up Jose Leclerc. That doesn't
Why
really
don't we
do anything.
Some of these, there's some older ones that we could talk about, like Ian Kinsler to the Red Sox. Do you like that?
Yeah, I guess he is an upgrade. I didn't even see the return that they got for him.
I'm trying to go. Oh, here we go. Williams Jerez and Ty Buttrey.
All right, I have never heard of those guys.
Williams Jerez, I believe, is okay. It's like a Red Sox trade, though. You know,
I wouldn't. I wouldn't expect.
Williams Jerez is a. He's listed as a pitcher slash outfielder, 26 years old, in low A. This can't be the right. Who is this? He played in low A in 2013. Hold on, this is pitching.
Wait,
though. Okay,
wait,
we're going to
pitching. Yeah. It might be his hitting.
Okay, he's in Triple A. 50. Okay, hold on, hold the phones.
He's 26 in high A.
He hasn't played since 2013. So he has a 30% strikeout rate in Triple A, which is pretty good. It's not bad.
That reminds me of like a draft pick in the Ditka dynasty.
Who, Williams Jerez?
No, you remember someone got drafted in the. He hadn't pitched in like 10 years,
oh,
but had
yeah.
the same name.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Franklin something.
Yeah, Franklin Perez.
Franklin Perez is not going to pitch for 10 years anyway, so we might as well just. Might as well have taken the other one. Whatever, you know, Ian Kinsler for Williams Jerez. There you go.
No, I like it. I like it for the Red Sox. I didn't think that they would have to give anything for him. And Kinsler is serviceable. They need someone that can just play second right now.
Adam Duvall to the Braves, I like as well. That's not bad. Good move, I think. He's decent on defense too, which is kind of.
I was going to say, I think I like that for the Reds.
I don't mind it for the Reds. Lucas Sims
actually,
is having
like
a really good year, but
I
think like
for both.
Yeah, I mean Adam Duvall is just kind of like a souped up Preston Tucker.
Yeah, you're upgrading that Preston Tucker slot, making it right handed as opposed to lefty, and you know they don't really need those pitchers. It probably clears up, and in all honesty, for the Braves, they probably just wanted to clear up some 40 man spots.
Yeah, definitely.
And
Lucas
kind of like consolidated
been,
it into Duvall.
The Reds are always just looking for any dart as far as pitchers go. So, you know, maybe they get lucky. Lance Lynn for Tyler Austin.
Hey, for Baylor's dealing tonight.
Who?
Oh, Twins fleece the Yankees here.
Yeah, I
like,
think that was a pretty
Tyler
good
Austin isn't very good, but Lance Lynn is awful.
Yeah, I don't really know what they're going to do with that, but maybe they see something mechanically that they could fix. Who knows?
I'm thinking that there must be something up with Severino.
I think so. I think they'll just throw him on the DL now that they could just kind of have another pitcher to put out there. They don't really have to call up Sheffield or anything if they don't want to. They might just wait until the end of the minor league season to call up Sheffield, in all honesty. He's only got a few more starts left, I would think. I think that they'll probably just do that, and maybe Lance Lynn becomes a bullpen guy for them too. Who knows? Like, at least in the playoffs, it could work.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like Tyler Austin. I think
Roberto
he's decent.
Ozuna for Ken Giles.
Oh man, I
That's a lot to get
this.
into.
Yeah. Let's just let's keep this to
They traded a guy who punches himself for. I think you could finish it.
Yeah. No, I don't want to finish it. They both have issues, and
Definitely have issues.
I like this for Ken Giles. He needed to get out of Houston in a bad way.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's going to close. And this year he had been really unlucky. So I'm going to try and get Ken Giles wherever I can.
Yeah, for sure. Let's see. I think we could finally scroll back up now because I think that that's
That's
kind
it.
of
That's it.
it. I
Okay.
think
Well,
that's
let's do this.
yeah.
Pirates acquire Chris Archer
Yeah.
for Austin Meadows and Tyler Glasnow. I think there is a third player. It says the identity is still not known. So I
So he's
guess
probably
he's on
sleeping.
the run or something. Like I don't know if you followed Twitter all day, because I know you said you were working. I mean, I was at work, but we'll just ignore that. I just have to get this off my chest. I can't stand it where it's like Orioles are making a trade. Not yet known who they're trading or what for. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, right.
What does that help? I just kept seeing tweets like that, and it was the worst part of trade deadline Twitter. By far the worst. And it'll be like first reported by so and so that there is a trade that's going to happen. Oh, thanks. I just read that from their tweet.
All right. Are you good now?
Yeah, I don't mind it if they're reporting the actual trade, but when they're reporting saying Orioles are making a trade, we don't know who for or who what they're trading. What information is that? That's nothing.
Yeah, basically. But what do you think about the trade now that we know all the players? Well, not all the
Well,
players. I guess that was
we
the
don't know the
point.
third
Yeah.
player. Yeah, I mean that's fine saying a player to be named later. That's fair. I like this trade because
This one could be Ke'Bryan Hayes too. One of them could be Ke'Bryan Hayes and one of them could be O'Neal Cruz.
I have a feeling this is going to be Ke'Bryan Hayes or Neil Cruz. I'm pretty certain that third piece is going to be one of those two.
Yeah.
And Austin Meadows, I mean, he's looked good, former like really top prospect. So
Yeah. It's a good return.
I really,
Glasnow
yeah, I like
too.
it. And Glasnow, it's like he could. Would
Honestly,
it surprise
Glasnow.
anyone if next year Tyler Glasnow was better than Chris Archer?
Okay, but also with the with what the Rays are doing right now,
Oh,
Glasnow is
yeah.
like perfect for their team.
Exactly.
Just go out,
Yeah.
sling it until you can't sling it anymore, and then we'll take you out and put in friggin' any of our 400 relievers that we have. We'll put in, Austin Pruitt or Ryan Yarbrough or
Ryan Stanek.
Ryne Stanek. Yeah, any of these guys. Like, seriously, like, I think Glasnow is a really good fit for them, and I think that this is a good trade for both sides. And I think you're right. That third piece is going to be a big one. So, Rays just cleaning up again, making really good moves. I don't know if they'll ever win anything, but they sure are exciting to watch from afar.
Yeah, what do you think about Chris Archer going to the Pirates?
I like it.
You want to give your spiel again
I
on the
mean,
Pirates?
we'll see. The one thing that I can say is that a lot of these guys do go to the Pirates and find a little bit of control, maybe. Archer can learn to, but I think the key of Archer is to keep it out of the strike zone so people can't hit that slider and they don't see it coming. So I don't really know if it's going to make him better or worse, but I think Archer's a good pitcher regardless, and maybe he needed to get out of Tampa too. Who knows? He's been
All
dangled
I
for
have to
years
say,
now, so
all I have to say is I don't like this for Archer at all. Like
why?
a fastball heavy philosophy, which is what the Pirates are, and Archer, whose fastball has just been getting teed off on the past
Yeah,
couple years.
that's
I
true.
think it's just a bad mix. I thought he was a pretty good buy low just like last week, but I don't really want Chris Archer on the Pirates. And
It sucks for
I'll
him
gladly
too.
be
He can't
wrong,
win anything now too. Like the Pirates aren't
but
winning anything.
well, I mean they're going for it. They've been winning games.
They've been winning games, some games.
I mean they bought
They
They were
bought.
buyers. They were buyers. They, as we said, they bought Chris Archer. They bought Keone Kayla. So they're going for it, and
I
they're
admire
gonna
them.
fall short. But
Yeah, they are. I
it
mean,
was
hey, fight for that one game, I guess. Why don't we talk about more of your Orioles leaving town?
yeah. It's sad to see him go, but
Is it the
no,
gas
not with.
can?
Now with Kevin Gaskin, I just look. I wish the best. I hope he. I like you know how people are like, oh, now it's gonna suck because they're good on a different. No, I want him to go see him succeed on a different team. It's just it wasn't working out, and he was all choked up today. I don't know if you saw the press conference, like
I
him
didn't.
leaving. He was like choking up and like fighting back tears and everything. He's like. He's upset to see like the boys get broken up. I mean, he's been with us since he was drafted, so I hope he does well. But they traded him, Darren. No, Darren got back an okay haul. I mean, Giancarlo Encarnacion. I mean, Brett Cumberland. He seems pretty decent. They got Evan Phillips and Bruce Zimmerman, who I don't really know too much about them, but they also got $2.5 million in that international bonus money, which is huge. Because I was trying to just like if you think about it, the money that they're getting, if it makes it to where they can get Victor, he's a better prospect than anybody that was really out there on the trade market for any of these guys that they're going to be trading.
Yeah, I really do like Victor. I was trying to figure out where I would put him in like a prospect list, and I think I'll let him get signed before I say anything like that. But I really do like Giancarlo Encarnacion. I think he's a really good prospect. Other than that, I don't know really if any of them are gonna do anything, but that 2.5 million is huge, like you said, and I think they are going to have to sign both of the brothers at once, and I think this gives them the best chance to do so. So, yeah, I hope to see Baltimore finally spend on some international guys. That would be fun. Maybe the Yankees can have some competition in the AL East picking up these guys, because for the last few years, it's been easy.
Yeah, I was gonna say just on Giancarlo Encarnacion, John Calvagno, who I know me and you both follow his work. He does a really good job. He does notes from the Sally, and he said what he likes about he really likes him and that he has 60 raw already and that if he can tone down his aggressiveness, it's like a 280 and 30 plus home run bat. Which, hey, that sounds good to me. I mean, he's still young. He's still really, really raw. But I guess that's kind of what they're gonna get. And the Orioles did, I believe they put in Darren O'Day in this deal just to like clear some money off the books next year,
Yeah,
because
that's a good deal.
he's out for the season.
Yeah, there's not much to do there. The Braves are just taking on a little cash too, so that
Yeah.
works for them. They have the room. Also, Jonathan Scope for Jonathan VR. They're trading, they're swapping Jonathans. What do you think about this one?
Well, they also got Jean Carmona
Yeah.
deal. So and Luis Ortiz.
Yeah, Luis Ortiz
So
isn't bad.
yeah, he's I don't know. I think Luis Ortiz is going to be like one of those classic just like innings eaters.
Yeah.
Nothing special. Maybe he could be like Michael Fulmer.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about Gene Carmona either, but I think it seems like Jonathan VR is actually the return here. So, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about VR. I think it's good for his fantasy value. Like there's nothing standing in the way of him hitting leadoff and just running wild. Like there's literally nothing. I mean, we looked at that lineup and it's horrid.
Yeah.
No one there is going to be blocking him. He can easily just go crazy. I think that This is great for, yeah, like I said, great for his fantasy value. I don't know what else, like, is Tim Beckham or Jace Peterson or any of those guys going to block him from hitting top two in the order?
Right, and it also gives them another piece to trade later on too. If he does, show that speed again, show that power again, kind of even get like maybe to 75% of what he was in that breakout year, they could, eventually trade him and get more. So that works out, I think. Anything else to say about that, or do you want to move to the
It,
next
this
one?
this Brewers team is like a beer league softball team. I
Oh,
don't
I
know
love
what they're
it.
doing.
I'm rooting for the Brewers heavy in the NL because
So,
I love, oh my God, Eric
so what are they
Thames
gonna
and
do? They're gonna play. So they're gonna they could have like a lineup where they have Aguilar at first, Travis Shaw at second, Scope at short. Moustakas at third and Thames and left.
yep. Love
That's
it.
like the no defense whatsoever. I don't even know how that would work. Could you imagine Travis Shaw and Scope trying to turn a double play?
You just hope that you have your fly ball pitcher out on the mound that day. That's all I would say.
Yeah. This next trade though,
I like this one for the Indians.
I was gonna say this is the one that I'm really interested in. I think the Indians did really well here, and I think he could be really interesting. Again, another stolen base guy. So
Well, let's say his name first. Yeah.
Oscar Mercado to the Indians for Connor Capel and I don't, how do you say that?
I
John
would say John
Torres?
Torres, yeah.
Yeah. So Mercado, I don't get why did the Cardinals just dump him, really?
I really don't know. It doesn't seem to make too much sense to me. He was having a really, I would say, a breakout year too. That's the thing. Maybe they're trying to buy low on a prospect. I don't really understand this one too much.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, he has 30 stolen bases in AAA already this year. He's got a 350 OBP, so 8% walk rate, 15% K rate. So he knows how to take a walk and he can steal. That's just like a perfect combo there. It wouldn't surprise me to see him actually be the Indian center fielder as opposed to Leonis Martin.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he could at least be called up, that's for sure, and be a pinch runner. He could take like the Rajay Davis spot. That's possible as well. Maybe the Cardinals are just trading him for guys that are further down the timeline. I'm not too sure, but I like Mercado as a prospect, and I think in dynasty leagues he might even be unowned in some leagues right now.
Yeah, if he's out there, go grab him.
If you
And
can.
if, yeah, that's what I'm saying. If he's out there, yeah. A lot of leagues you can't
Yeah, a lot of
add
leagues
minor
are
leaguers
done adding
anymore,
minor leaguers, so.
which is so disappointing. That's always the worst time of the year.
Yeah, it does suck when you can't
Because I don't.
randomly pick up guys that you'll drop in 2 weeks.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I always keep my guys, except I dropped MJ Melendez in our 20-team dynasty at the beginning of the year, but that's beside the point. Dodgers acquired Brian Dozier. And I'm going to be honest, the Twins really dropped the ball here with the whole Dozier situation because they just led it to where his value was just nothing. They took
Yeah.
on Logan Forsyth, and we'll see Luke Raley and Devin Smeltzer.
Yep. Not much there. Not much in return at all.
Yeah, that's bad, and it really kind of it hurts Dozier's value a lot too because they said that it's not even 100% that he'll play every day. So
I mean, I'm not playing him over Max Muncy. I don't know if you are.
no, and it's like then it's you have Muncy at first, and then you have to play Bellinger in the outfield, and
Then you have to sit Chris Taylor too,
yeah, you have
or
to
any
sit
other
Chris.
outfielders.
Yeah. Well, I guess you could play Chris Taylor at short, right?
Well, yeah, I guess Manny Machado is still
Machado
at
at
third
third.
until Turner comes back.
Yeah, and then once Turner comes back, it's going to
Oh
be
my
even
God.
more of a headache.
The Dodgers are just like The Dodgers are like the Springfield softball team in the episode, the Simpsons episode, Homer at the Bat. It's just like
Oh yeah,
Mr.
they have
Burns
Chris
just put
Taylor at short. Okay,
together.
so I'm looking at it now.
Okay.
Looking at it now, they have
Give
Chris
it to me.
Taylor at short. They have
Yep.
Machado at third. Kemp's in left. Muncy's at first. Bellinger's in center. Puig is in right, and they have Kike Hernandez at second
It's a
today.
st yeah,
So
but it's a stupid lineup. Like, I mean, if the Dodgers don't make it to the World Series this year,
yeah.
I don't know what to say. Like,
I mean, they have Kershaw, and then Bueller is dealing,
Bueller's
and
dealing
Ross
current right
Stripling just went on the
now.
DL, who's been dealing.
Bueller's been painting all night. I've been watching him in the
Yeah.
background.
Maeda has pitched like a borderline ace,
Yep.
which is kind of crazy. Then you have Ryu,
Jose
who's had like
Urias or Julio Urias is on
yeah.
a rehab right now, currently touching
Yeah,
95.
the Dodgers are so crazy. Yeah,
Hasn't pitched in
their
a
team
year
is
and a
so stacked.
half.
If they don't win the NL this year, then something bad happened.
Yeah, seriously. I wouldn't be able to explain it. But I think we've come to the end of the list, Walter.
I think that is
Is
it.
there
Like,
anything like that maybe we didn't talk about, like a 'cause we haven't done a show in like a week, so like do you want to
yeah,
talk
we had
about
some
any of the trades
scheduling
that we
conflicts.
miss, like J.A. Happ or like any of these other ones? I don't really know all of them that we missed, but
No, I would just say that I guess Michael Givens is the closer in Baltimore.
yep.
That one though, I don't know how many saves you're gonna get. Like the Rangers, I could see sneaking in 15 to 20. That Orioles one is ugly.
Yep, Orioles are definitely it's gonna be a tough end of the season for them, that's for sure. But you know what? The tickets will be very cheap.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna. I'll definitely go to a game, especially when they call up Cedric Mullins and
Hey, maybe I'll drive
DJ
down again.
Stewart, and I'll be there. If you want to drive down and meet up at an Orioles game, we can go. We'll make it a day on the weekend,
All right, we'll
because
make a
your boy
deal
lives in
happen.
Baltimore anyway,
My
so.
boy lives in Baltimore. Mike, did I tell you that my car got taken for a joyride while I was down there too?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I had to park my car on the street because you couldn't park it in the apartment complex. And when I got back in my car, there was a black bag like from a drug like a gas station with a backwoods wrapper in it. A blanket from my back seat was gone, my car charger was gone, my aux cable was gone, and there was a pair of Ford keys left in the back seat, and my car is a Ford Focus. So like I think someone had the same keys as me, got in the car, like unlocked it in the door. Like I don't know what happened because I tried to turn the keys in my ignition and it didn't work, but I was missing a quarter tank of gas, bro. They parked it right back in the same spot.
What the heck? That is a crazy story. I mean, it is
Yeah.
Baltimore, so you're lucky you got your car
It's
back at
Towson. It's
all.
just Towson. I know. That's
Oh,
what the guy at
okay.
CVS told me when I went to go get a charger the next day. He was like, dude, at least you got your car back. You probably shouldn't complain.
Yeah. No, I'm being honest. You
I
should be
am too.
happy. I remember my dad's car got broken into, and they took the spare key, and they did it like three times, where they came back and
And stole it
they would just like
again?
joy yeah they would just like joy ride, and then they would bring it back like a day later,
Oh, man.
and he
Yeah.
ended up selling the car because he was so pissed about it. But I just don't understand why. Like, I mean, yeah, like, and they brought it back. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah, it was a fun weekend, that's for sure. That was
Did they leave you like a thing as like Dirty Mike and the boys?
No, I was hoping for like maybe like a little nug or something. Like they left a backwoods wrapper. They didn't leave anything for me. I was kind of pissed.
Yeah, well, just be happy you actually have your car and you could drive home, so.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I made
All
it
right,
back.
well, on that
On
note
that
though,
note, yeah, thanks for
I
listening to
think
my
we
story,
ran a
everyone.
little, yeah, I think that was pretty, that was a good closing story
Yeah,
to end
thank
the
you.
Massive trade deadline, which was really fun to follow this year.
Yeah, we got done. We got through it in under an hour.
Yeah, Barry Baker was going crazy today.
My
He
Twitter
was
was.
messaging me. He's like, Walter, what the hell is going on? My hands are like breaking from typing so much.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes Barry will, and I'm sorry, Barry, if you're listening, but sometimes he writes so much, and I just feel bad that I won't be able to respond as much as he wrote to me. So I just kind of read it and just
And
like,
don't respond.
no, not
Just
at
make it
all.
even worse.
Probably, but I mean, I still love him, and I think me and Barry have a solid relationship. So speaking of Barry, oh my God, the show with Bill Hader, I'm stuck on it right now. It's great. I recommend it to you.
What show is
It's
that?
called Barry. It's on HBO. Okay, so we'll end the podcast at some point, but I'm recommending this to everyone. Barry, it's directed by and starring Bill Hader from obviously from SNL and everything. And it's like a really dark comedy. He plays a hitman who's trying to like get out of the game, and he's trying to like become an actor, but like it's really cool. Like it's dark comedy. It's so subtle, but it's so funny because Bill Hader is just a great comedic actor, and yeah, highly recommend it. It's really bingeable. It's only a half hour too, I think. So it's one of those HBO shows that you can sit down and watch a bunch of.
Oh yeah, the half hour shows.
Yeah.
They really catch up on you too. You're like, "Oh, I've only been sitting here for 3 hours and I watched 18 episodes or something stupid." But yeah.
Yeah, so
The
Barry,
math doesn't really work out there.
Joyride.
Barry.
Do you have any stories? We might as well, it could be in threes if you want it to be.
No, I don't have any stories.
Okay, maybe next time.
I'm sorry. My car doesn't get stolen. I park on the street. But I live in Arlington, so there's not too much crime going on around here,
Well, good.
luckily.
I'm happy. I'm happy for you, and I'm happy for your kids that you don't live around crime. Good for you, Walter. Way to provide a life.
Hey, I definitely pay for it in not having any time or money.
Well, on that note, thanks for listening, everybody. If you want, apparently you can give Walter some money. He has to feed kids. I don't. You could just follow me on Twitter. I'll be happy with that. At Paul the Martin, at Real Fake Walter is where you can find my co-host. This comes out probably on Wednesday. On Sunday, I'll drop another Fab Five piece. On Monday, I will drop my prospects of the week over on Prospects 1500. So make sure you check that out. And of course, subscribe to Friends with Fantasy Benefits because that's where you'll find all of our stuff and a whole bunch of other great podcasts. So yeah, do all of that. You'll be our best friends, and we can all go get ice cream at some point.
Sounds
And
good.
yeah.
And we'll steal your car to go get it.
No, just bring me and then I'll let you have it.
Oh, fair enough.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so see y'all later.